Real deep love. The Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. The word if is used here whereas the Lord Jesus is giving us a measuring stick to determine how much we love him. In evaluating real love for the Lord, we run into this scripture given by the Master himself. It makes it very easy to see just how much we really love our God. The story I often tell of the little boy whose mother made him cut the grass. Every week he was made to cut the grass and he hated it, due to the fact he would rather be playing with his friends. This was a chore he had to perform. The young kid grew up and became a man. On a weekend morning as his mother was fixing breakfast and singing hymns in her kitchen praising God, she heard her son's pickup truck pull up. He would unload his lawnmower and began to cut his mother's grass. He is now singing and mowing the lawn. But his mother did not ask him to cut her grass, as now she does not have to. A transition has occurred, whereas what was done as a chore is now being done because of the love for his mother. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." We as believers have to eventually grow up. We cannot keep the baby bottle. We have to learn to eat and evolve. The Toys R Us commercial had a song that said, "I don't want to grow up because if I did, I could not be a Toys R Us kid." Many of us, sad to say, are in that category. So many areas we simply do not want to grow up. So many vices we simply do not want to let go of. But there is a higher level in God that He is calling the church to, and it's up to each individual whether they will let go of the normal status quo and get out of the boat and walk the waters with Jesus. Romans 13:16 says, "Love is the fulfilling of the law." Yes, the fulfilling or completing of the law. If you love me, show me. God is saying, and this brings forth a great separation. The song said, "Love should have brought you home last night." We cannot be in bed with another person across town and claim we love our mate. We cannot break the commandments and claim we love God. Love is an action word. So how much we love our God is determined by how much we are willing to sacrifice and let go. Oh, we have to let go the idols in our life and everything that would break the commandments and laws of God. Love is sacrifice. John 3:16 states, "For God so loves the world that he gave." Notice here in this paramount and monumental scripture that God gave. Notice here Jesus sacrificed his life. In the greatest scripture of love, we see giving and sacrifice. God gave and Jesus sacrificed his life. This perfect example of God's love is our example given to humanity of what real love is all about. What we find here, it's actually not about just receiving, but about giving, and it's about sacrifice. "Greater love than this hath no man that a man lay down his life for his friends." As it is written in John 15:13, agape love is defined as unselfish, unconditional love one for another. "If ye love me, keep my commandments," declares Jesus in John 14:15. The scriptures of love now become a ruler or measuring stick and a mirror to us. How we keep the commandments speaks volumes and determines how much we love our God. The two great commandments, Matthew 22:36. "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Verse 38. "This is the first and great commandment." Verse 39. "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Verse 40. "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now we find a big problem as we must keep the commandments, and this shows just how much we love our God. So, Satan has perverted doctrines so that in Christianity many feel it's okay to break the commandments of the living God. Yes, that old serpent, the devil, is up to his old tricks again, deceiving the church as he deceived Eve in the garden. Revelation 12:9 reveals Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He has made it easy for many to not keep the commandments of God through false teaching and perverted doctrines, causing the nation to drift away from real love and replaced it with an artificial love that many think is the love of God. Please remember in 1 Kings 22:22, Satan said, "I will go forth and become a lying spirit in the mouths of all of his prophets." Many will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 2 Timothy 4:3. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Let's investigate and analyze this. Meaning, since Satan knows that how we keep the commandments of God shows just how much we love God, he has come up with his deceitful plan to deceive the people of God. Now the commandments declare that we shall have no other gods before God. Satan has placed plenty of gods in our midst. Let's take a look at a few. Money has become the main god as people sell their soul for filthy lucre. Anything or person we put before God becomes our idol. Now, what about Sunday, meaning sun god worship, as the Pope years ago declared that he was God and that the Roman Catholic Church was of God because it changed the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday? Sunday is the first day of the week and was changed to honor the sun god. Christmas, December the 25th, the last day of the winter solstice, as it's called, the birth of the unconquered sun, as from the 21st of December to the 25th, the earth is traveling further away from the sun as it orbits the earth. On the 25th, it is returning back towards the sun, and this is called the birth of the unconquered sun. Satan called himself the sun god, as it's the center of the universe. Look at the Sunday worship services across the world and wonder just how Satan pulled this off to deceive the nations, when all one has to do is look at their calendar and see Sunday is the first day of the week, not the seventh day of the week. This is idolatry. Now, St. Nicholas and Christmas. St. Nicholas, a Roman Catholic saint. Santa Claus at first was a big red creature that looked like a rat with a long tail. It was changed to be friendlier looking for the kids. The Christmas tree, another idol, as Jeremiah 10 says to not put it up, do not decorate it or have anything to do with it, as again, it is an idol and devil worship. The Easter Sunday called the Resurrection Sunday, but I thought the Lord Jesus said he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights. Matthew 12:40. Friday night until Sunday morning is not 3 days and three nights. Ops! And does a rabbit really lay an egg, or is the rabbit and egg both pagan gods of fertility? Yes, they are pagan sex gods. Wow. I could go on, but the commandment clearly states in Exodus 23 and Deuteronomy 5:7, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 25. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So where did all of these gods come from and so many others? How did they infiltrate Christianity? Why are the pastors and ministers not preaching against them? Instead, they are going along with them. So, the question we must ask ourselves is, what is it in our personal lives we are holding on to and not sacrificing and giving up? What sin is it we hold on to and make excuse claiming it's just so small and insignificant? A little sin is like being a little pregnant. Satan said in 1 Kings 22:22, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Many preachers are dumb dogs that won't bark and warn the people. Isaiah 56:10. So preachers, are you saying that if we love Jesus, we have to keep this commandment of having no other gods before him? Exactly. And if we love him, we will keep his commandments. John 14:15, love finds a way. So we are trapped here because of James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. Meaning, just breaking one commandment shows we are failing in our love for God. If you love me, keep my commandments, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Every commandment we must keep, no matter what family says, pastor says, preacher says, or how many other people say something different. The commandments are uncompromisable. We must keep them if we love God. 1 John 5:3 and his commandments are not grievous. Love endureth all things and beareth all things. So love will find a way to keep the commandments. Yes, love will find a way. Because breaking the commandments is not an option. Love causes us to keep the commandments if we love God. Jesus said if we love him, we will find a way to keep his commandments. John 14:15. There is no can't when it comes to keeping the commandments, because we can, and the Spirit of God is placed in us to help us. Ezekiel 36:27, with God all things are possible. Mark 10:27, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13, love is the mirror today showing us how much we really love our God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Son whom Isaiah 9:6 declares is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God gives himself to save humanity, as we see in Hebrews 10:5, but a body hast thou prepared me. Abraham offered his only son, but God offers himself. The Word was made flesh for the sole purpose to die for you and I, so that God, a spirit, could have a body and blood to take away our sins. As Acts 20:28 declares how God purchased the church with his own blood. Yes, this is how much our God loves us enough to die and shed his own blood for us. Now we must love him back. John 13:34, 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. This is a new commandment our Lord gave unto us, and it reveals to all men whether or not we are his disciples. Love is unselfish. It doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:5, it's sacrifice and looking after the needs of others. But how can we say we love God, whom we have not seen, and hate our brother whom we see? 1 John 4:20, 21. 1 Corinthians 13:1 through 13 teaches us so much about this unselfish love, how it beareth all things. Jesus was not selfish, but came to save us by sacrificing his life. This is the perfect example of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find that if we bestow all our goods to feed the poor, or even give our body to be burned and have not love, it profits nothing. Note that some give huge amounts of money to charities for the sole purpose of being placed in a lower tax bracket where it profits them. Or a man pays for a woman's child medical bills, but his hidden agenda is to have sex with her or to get something in return. All of this shows that what we have called love is so deceitful and was designed to benefit us. But the love of God is not selfish or self-centered with hidden agendas and motives. It sacrifices to help others and puts others before ourselves. I have seen in my life some ministers that struggle to achieve, but as soon as they get money, it totally changes them. And I began to wonder, was all the good they did in the past years all about achieving money and success? Because if it was not, they would not have changed. So we must examine ourselves and now search deep for real love. And when we find it, we find God, because God is love. 1 John 5:2 through 4. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Yes, our faith is the victory that overcometh the world. But we have to realize that faith worketh by love. Galatians 5:6. So, love causes us to care and have a burden for souls, humanity. It causes us to sacrifice ourselves in prayer and fasting so that the anointing can flow through us to destroy the yokes, bondages, sin, sickness, and diseases. But we must realize faith worketh by love, and God is love. Love never fails. Jesus healed every sickness and disease among the people in some places. Matthew 9:35 in the scripture says, "As he is, so are we in this world." 1 John 4:17, Jesus wants to flow through us to show the world his love. He saves, heals, and delivers because he loves and is love. In our Father's love, God's servants, brother and sister Kurtman,